I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
I bought the Rams. Sam still had two interceptions. Well, that's better than the four picks he threw against the Rams and better than he played in his last two games for the Vikings that had him right in front of him. He had the opportunity on a tee, and he was not able to cash in, and that had him on his way to Seattle. Still, Pro Bowl recognition is an achievement. AFC, the usual suspects. Josh Allen leading the way. Drake May was a Pro Bowler last year. That might be breaking news for you. And Justin Herbert, who continues to play with a broken bone in his non-throwing hand and a makeshift offensive line. That guy is tough. But we're not talking about tenacity. We're not talking about resolve. We're talking about value. And what's more, I'm going to turn it over to ESPN's lead NFL insider, Adam Schefter, who says, if we're talking value, Josh Allen stands alone.
We spent an awful lot of time this season talking about MVP, whether it's Matthew Stafford at one point in time, whether who else has been up in the conversation?
Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield. Who else? Give me the name. Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah. CMC.
You can give it to whoever you want. I don't really care. There's nobody that's more valuable than Josh Allen. Just watch that game yesterday. Like, that is the he may have won the MVP in one game because that's how he looked yesterday. And is there any player in the league today, anybody, that you have more confidence in winning one game and would fear more going up against than that guy?
That was Adam Schefter and the crew on Get Up, and he was talking about when Josh Allen had that superhuman game with a 5-touchdown performance. Now, because he is not Clark Kent, and he is mortal after all, one thing that you should be mindful of heading into the Bills and Eagles, especially if you get down, if you do some sports investing, Allen limped off the field just prior to halftime at Cleveland on Sunday, giving him a few more minutes to have medical attention on his foot. He, of course, because all of these guys deal with pain tolerance and pain management, says he's going to be fine. But if we think about the foundation of what Josh does, mobility is a major asset. If you just go through the leading rushers for Buffalo before the emergence of Cook, but if we went game by game, how many games was Josh Allen their number one option on the ground when it came to total yards rushing? So that's something to be aware of. But overall, I'm with Adam, and what am I going to do? Disagree with Adam? But we also found some validation for the point of view I had coming into the program that Josh Allen, in terms of the old exercise, take him off the roster, what is the state of Buffalo football? Not good. Because prior to the emergence of Cook recently, nobody was doing more with less than Josh Allen. Now, some of that is a byproduct of the poorly constructed roster surrounding him. Brandon Bean is highly respected, but didn't do anything heading into the trade deadline. I know they picked up Matthew Judon recently, but that's a marginal move. Some of it comes down to drafting poorly. At Keon Coleman looked to be a star in the making, especially at the podium. Remember how charismatic he was when he showed up in Buffalo and took us through how he decided to purchase that winter coat but save money? This guy can't even get on the field now because of coaching decisions and because of disciplinary reasons. That is a blown second round pick. So if you just take a big picture point of view, Allen really has no viable weapons on the outside. And half of these games, it feels like the Bills have to win 38-35 because that defense is less than stellar. How about that? I keep trying to be more upbeat. It is Christmas Eve. I'm Brian Weber, in for Rich. You can spread the holiday cheer by picking up the phone, 888-SAY-ESPN, or hit me up on the X platform, BW Weber, Weber with two Bs. In less than 15 minutes, we talk NBA with Kurt Heelan of NBCSports.com. if your head coach got the job primarily because of his defensive background, I'm talking about Sean McDermott, and your defense is, I'll tell it like it is, a sieve, whose responsibility is that? And it'd be one thing if Sean McDermott had shown that he had the intellectual firepower to be a coach who shines in in-game decisions, the anti-Dan Campbell. If you're listening in Western New York or you're a member of the Bills Mafia, I don't have to run through all of the examples of Sean McDermott butchering situations with a game on the line. So it is astonishing to me that the Bills still are in contention with a chance to win that division. Unlikely, but if they're a wild card, why can't they win it all? And in fact, if you want my opinion as the fill-in host, who I think is the most likely matchup to meet in the Super Bowl in Santa Clara, Super Bowl 60 it'll be coming up in February, I'll go with a pair of wild cards because I don't think the Rams are going to win their division, and I'll go with the Bills. And I am being a little bit simplistic, just pointing out the quarterbacks there, but I'm not a Matthew Stafford fan, and I will skip the normal recitation where I tell you all the flaws in his resume because with each passing year with the Rams, I look dumber and dumber. But my big picture view of Stafford always has been, to use the baseball terminology, he's a stat compiler. This is just his third Pro Bowl. He's never been an All-Pro. He was not the MVP of the Super Bowl. That was Cooper Kupp. And the Rams got to a Super Bowl with Jared Goff. So to me, it's a reflection of Sean McVay, much more than Stafford, but I'm going to be totally wrong. He's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer because of the ring and all of those numbers. And who, beyond an imbecile, would question what he's done this year? I would point out that he fell apart in that loss on the road to Carolina because Stafford, like Darnold, can run into a situation when he's a turnover machine. So I'm all in with Josh Allen if he can stay healthy, because we've seen it repeatedly. Your counter would be, okay, even when Buffalo had a more complete roster, they were unable to make it to the Super Bowl. But circumstance and context matters. There's no Josh Mahomes. Josh Mahomes, I just put it together. There's no Patrick Mahomes. There's no Joe Burrow. Go back to Cincinnati, winning on the road in Buffalo not too long ago. The quarterback field for this postseason is shaping up for the strong possibility that Josh Allen has a lot of separation between his level of playmaking and his skill set and everybody else, and that includes the presumptive MVP, according to the odds makers, Matthew Stafford. I'm Brian Weber in for Rich. I could combine that too. I could say I'm Rich Weber in for Brian Eisen. 888-SAY-ESPN. I do my best to check social media periodically through the show. That is coming up. So if you have some opinions, pro or con, have at it on the X platform. BW Weber, Weber with two B's. Just over an hour from now, we'll keep the NFL conversation going when we're joined by Pro Football Hall of Famer Eric Allen. Up next, back to the NBA. Which team that is playing tomorrow poses the biggest threat to the Thunder, and do they play in a Lone Star State? Looking forward to saying hello to my friend Kurt Heelan, lead NBA writer for NBCSports.com. I'm Brian Weber. It's always a blast when I'm in for Rich and the guys. It's the Rich Eisen Show on ESPN Radio.
Introducing the all-new ESPN app. All of ESPN, all in one place. Your home for the most live sports and the best championship moments.
The electricity is palpable.
Step up your game with no annual contract required. Level up for more on the ESPN app or at stream.espn.com.
The post-crib assembly press conference, brought to you by Progressive.
Michael, you had some trouble putting the crib together today. What went wrong?
You know, those instructions can be tough, and, well, you saw the outcome.
Were you upset when your wife pulled you and called in the backup?
No, I mean, the baby needs a crib to sleep in, so whatever it takes.
You've got a changing table to put together next. It's got a lot of drawers. What's your comment?
You know what? We're done here.
Like it or not, sometimes you need a backup. That's why there's Progressive, to protect your home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
more as a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member is easier than ever with the Lowe's app. Download it today and earn 500 points the first time you log in. Plus, your digital wallet helps you scan, save, earn, and access what you need to manage it all in one place. Download the Lowe's app and take advantage of your pro benefits today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 12/1/25 through 1/7/26. Offer valid for first login per organization only. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Additional restrictions apply. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
Honey, wake up. Santa's sleigh is on the roof.
Not the sleigh. It's a brand new Lincoln. And you can win your own during Southland Casino Hotel's Here Comes Santa promotion.
How did we win?
Earn entries starting November 1st to win your share of over $550,000 in free play and prizes. And don't forget the grand prize drawings on November 29th and December 27th to win a brand new Lincoln.
Come on, honey. Let's navigate to Southland.
Ho, ho, ho. Tell your friends about Here Comes Santa at Southland Casino Hotel.
Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
Injured? There's only one number you need to know. 888-8888.
At Rainwater Holton Sexton, no case is too big and no insurance company too strong.
Just dial 888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
Hey, have you seen those car ads where Christmas morning someone gets a car for Christmas? Does that actually happen? Well, when you hear what they're doing at Genesis of Conway, that scene might just become reality. During the Genesis of Conway signature event, you can pick out, fall in love with the GV70, GV80, or G70 for 1.99% interest for 60 months. Now you know why we say Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
When you've thrown over 4,000 innings like I have, you know joint pain isn't a maybe, it's a guarantee. For you, was it climbing ladders or too much heavy lifting? Hey, we're all in the same boat. But surgery, that was never my answer.
Baseball legend Roger Clemens knows there's a better way. That's QC Kinetics regenerative treatments that help your body heal itself. No scalpels, no fake fixes, just real relief.
What I love about QC Kinetics, these are the most respected medical pros in the country that specialize in non-surgical therapies to get you moving again.
Don't mask the pain, fix it. Call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation.
I trusted QC Kinetics. You should too. Die!
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 501-214-5880. That's 501-214-5880. 501-214-5880.
Attention Arkansas homeowners, if you've put off updating your bathroom all year, then now's the time to call Bath Makeover of Arkansas. Bath Makeover of Arkansas is a local company installing American-made products, including bathtubs, walk-in showers, and walk-in bathtubs. Bath Makeover of Arkansas is also proud to be an official sponsor of Razorback Athletics. Don't go into a new year with that old, outdated bathtub. Bath Makeover can install a beautiful, easy-access walk-in shower in as little as one day. Call 1-800-NEW-BATH during our year-end blowout sale. Receive half-off labor on a new bath or shower. 18 months, no interest, no payments. Senior and military discounts. Receive a bonus $200 Visa gift card with purchase and call Bath Makeover of Arkansas at 1-800-NEW-BATH now for a free $25 Amazon gift card with your free in-home estimate. Call 1-800-NEW-BATH. That's 1-800-NEWBATH.
Sound familiar? At Mattress Firm, we understand there are many problems that can keep you up at night, like snoring, aches and pains, or sleeping hot. Our sleep experts have the unrivaled know-how to match you with a mattress that can help. And now at Mattress Firm, save up to 60%, plus get a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. For the great sleep you deserve, visit Mattress Firm. We make sleep easy. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
With other language learning apps, I was just playing games. I wasn't really learning. Babbel's different.
Babbel was designed by over 200 language learning experts to be the most effective way to learn another language.
Every time I open the app, I can choose to work on my writing, speaking, or listening. And it saves my mistakes for me to review, so I'm constantly improving. Before Babbel, I thought I just wasn't good with languages. But now I'm speaking French. Tout ça, c'est grâce à Babbel.
Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
We got the big deals at the Big Lots. The Big Lots Denton.
It's the wrap-up-the-year sales event at the Big Lot, Chris Crane, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Benton. Get our best deals of the year on Ram 1500 pickups starting at just $34,900 or up to $14,000 off new Ram 2500 pickup trucks. Don't miss the wrap-up-the-year sales event at the Big Lot, Chris Crane, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Benton, or ChrisCraneCars.com.
WCCU. The Big Lot Benton.
Legendary NFL referee Walt Coleman on Morning Mayhem this football season is brought to you by Sigma Supply Packaging Products, now a part of Brady Plus. If you're not using Sigma Supply for your packaging and shipping, you got low-grade product, man. Online at SigmaSupply.com.
A product not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
103.7 The Buzz. We'll do the talking. KABZ.
Christmas Day, NBA doubleheader. First at Madison Square Garden, the New York Knicks face the Cleveland Cavaliers. Then in Oklahoma City, the Thunder face the San Antonio Spurs. Coverage begins at 11:30 Eastern with tip-off at noon Eastern. Christmas Day on ESPN Radio, ESPN, and on ABC.
We're getting you set for that compelling doubleheader of NBA action here on ESPN Radio, part of a slate of five games tomorrow on Christmas Day. Wall-to-wall basketball, ESPN ABC, the ESPN family of networks. I'm Brian Weber, in for Rich, 888-SAY-ESPN. I appreciate the thoughts on social media. Keep that positivity in the air. It is the holidays. B.W. Weber. Weber with two B's is how you can have a conversation with me. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance, supporting you every step of the way. Progressive.com. Let's talk hoops with an old friend and somebody who really knows his stuff. After all, it's the Rich Eisen Show. I wouldn't get you somebody who was just out there riffing. It is my pal, Kurt Heelan, lead NBA writer for NBCSports.com. Kurt, happy holidays, and since we're both West Coast-based, how are you dealing with the monsoon?
I'm inside, so it's fine.
All right. Thanks so much. That was Kurt, and they call me Captain the Obvious for a reason. But, pal, if you step outside, you're seeing arcs and animals lining up in pairs of two.
Yeah, I don't know. It hasn't been that bad here yet, but I think, as is tradition, the worst of this is being saved for when I have to drive up to the family Christmas Eve this afternoon. I've got like an hour drive ahead of me, so I think that's when we'll get the worst of it.
So the weather gods will conspire against you. Well, that makes me even more appreciative of you taking the time. Let me tell like it is, because I think you know I'm fairly transparent. I don't try to be hot take Johnny, but I say what I mean what I say. How much of a ratings debacle could the NBA be facing tomorrow now with a triple header of NFL action? And you know I love basketball, and I still believe that Christmas Day belongs to the NBA.
Yeah, but it's not good. Not only do you get the behemoth, the 800-pound gorilla that is the NFL, you get late-season NFL. You know, you get games that have weight and meaning, or at least some of them, in terms of the playoff chase, where, as is tradition for a lot of casual fans, where they're just tuning in, for the first, they're just starting to get their feet wet in the NBA. They're just starting to get their head around this. And, they're tuning in and going, who's this Alperen Şengün guy? Where did he come? I think it's a tougher spot for the NBA just because they go up against, not just the NFL, but the NFL with meaningful games.
That said, the league has done a phenomenal job of having as many stars, as many compelling subplots on display tomorrow. So when I was putting my prep work together a couple days ago, I was going to go through the rhetorical obligatory question. Should we pencil the Thunder in for 75 wins, 77 wins? And now, oh my goodness, they've lost three times in 11 days, twice to the Spurs. I think the more important discussion to have is, why does San Antonio seemingly match up so well against OKC?
It's a great question. They have the athletes, right? That's step one. It's just hard to match up with the kind of youth and athleticism that the Thunder and skill level the Thunder bring. But with Stephon Cass, it's not just Wemby, although it helps to have Wemby. Don't get me wrong. If Victor Wembanyama in the paint changes a lot of things, but it's having Stephon Cass and De'Aaron Fox and Dylan Harper and Devin Vassell and all these quality perimeter players as well who've really come into their own. This is a deep and good Spurs team that, I mean, every time, look, they just keep moving the timeline up for how good they're going to be, don't they? We're like, oh, man, going into this year, we're like, man, maybe they can make the playoffs and, you know, gain some experience and start to take down that road. And they're the two seed. They just beat the Thunder twice in a row. They, you know, this has been really impressive, and they look like their time is a lot sooner than we thought it was going to be, Brian.
So the future is now, but... And we're talking hoops with Kurt Heelan, lead NBA writer for NBCSports.com. I'm Brian Weber, in for Rich. It's the Rich Eisen Show on ESPN Radio. So certainly they're good. Are they championship good this season?
I don't know about that this season, only because I am, Brian, and I think you're in this boat. I think in the NBA there is something to be said for needing to learn how to win at the highest
yep,
level.
I said learning like, curve I think, in the last hour of the program, yep.
Yeah, you just... It's just different in the playoffs because of the way you can match up, because of the way things play out over a 7-game series as opposed to just a random Tuesday night. It's a little different, and I think that's kind of what makes Christmas between the Thunder and Spurs interesting, by the way, because it is their third game against each other in a span of a couple weeks. You're going to get a little more of a playoff feel. You're going to be able to get a little of, hey, we can adjust this, we can do this in a way that you don't see during the regular season of the NBA that much just because of the nature of the schedule and the travel. So I think that's going to make it more fun. But I still think the Spurs and, you know, Detroit for that matter, if we're going to talk about teams, are kind of a year away. But both of them look farther along than I thought they would be.
Getting you set for the 5 NBA games coming up tomorrow on Christmas with the doubleheader here on ESPN Radio, taking you across the NBA with Kirk Heelan of NBCSports.com. Well, you hit on the Pistons. Think about their arc. A couple of years ago, they won only 14 games. Last year, made the playoffs. I watched every game head-to-head against the Knicks, and arguably, you can make a case they had a real shot of winning that series. When you look at the East in advance of the Knicks and Cavs tomorrow, what do you make of Cleveland's slow start after winning 64 games last year and being the top seed?
It's kind of baffling to me because they brought everybody back and they've had some injuries. They won't have Evan Mobley back tomorrow, and their defense is a mess without Evan Mobley on the floor. The defensive player of the year, you know, obviously you're going to miss him, but it's quite bad, which is good for the Knicks because their offense is really clicking right now. You know, Spike Lee is going to be well entertained tomorrow watching this team put up a lot of points. But their problems are a little deeper than that. Like, this is really, their shooting has gone off the rails. This is a team that shot the ball well, especially from three last year. They are, I think, 28th in the league in 3-point percentage this year. They're still taking a lot, but they're not making them at nearly the same rate. And I had said, going back to the last playoffs, my excuse, for lack of a better word, for them, the reason I believed in them this season is how much Darius Garland means to that team and their flow and the getting their offense. He's still not right physically. The toe is still an issue for him. He is not quite the same player, and without him, they're not quite the same team.
Kurt, in the first hour, as I was getting the audience ready for your appearance, I was going through Giannis's future scenarios and the state of Milwaukee. I think it's telling that the league did not put the Bucks on the Christmas schedule, knowing this would be a challenging year based on that roster, even with the addition of Miles Turner. If Giannis at some point makes it known publicly, I want out, what do you think would be on the short list the most logical landing spots, and where do the Knicks fit in there?
Yeah, if he puts out a list, the Knicks are at the top of that list. That's not just me hearing that from people around the league. I don't think there's any secret that that's been the reporting from everyone. The problem is, A, the Knicks don't... Look, if you're the Bucks and you're trading Giannis, you are, I don't necessarily say you're going to go rock bottom, you know, process Sixers rebuild, but you're retooling this thing. You're rebuilding. This is not a rebuild on the fly. You just lost the best player your franchise has ever had, and there's going to be some work to replace that. You're going to have to get draft picks and all this stuff back that you don't have. And the Knicks don't really offer that. The Knicks are not, outside of Tyler Kolek, who do they got that's young? Do you want on that team? They have, like, no draft picks worth trading. So, and the other part of this is if you're the Knicks, I get how good Giannis is. Don't get me wrong. You already look like the best team in the East.
I'm with you. Yeah.
You have, how much are you willing to blow this up mid-season? So I don't know that the Knicks happen. Miami would be on that short list, I imagine. I am curious if another East team, and I'm going to just, I don't want to start speculation too much, but let's say Atlanta wanted to jump into mm-hmm. this hard. Would he be open to that? Would he be like, hey, man, I want to stay in the East. I see myself being able to win there if, you know, it's me instead of Trae Young, essentially, on a team that's pretty deep. I wonder if he would jump into something like that. I'm curious if he'd want to do that or if he'd be willing to go West. Like, I'm curious how deep that roster is, because there's not many teams poised to make a mid-season move for him. I still think he's an off-season move.
We know players like hanging out in Atlanta. After all, it is a magic city. I'm Brian Weber, in for Rich Eisen. We're getting you ready for the NBA coming up tomorrow on Christmas Day with Kurt Heelan, lead NBA writer for NBCSports.com. We've covered the Cavs, Knicks, Spurs, OKC. Next up, Mavs at Warriors. What did you make of the latest incident involving Draymond Green? A kerfuffle this time with his head coach, Steve Kerr. I did not think it was that substantial. And I also did not have a problem with Draymond going to the locker room because I think he was trying to de-escalate. How did you see it?
Yeah, that's what he said as well. Like, he just, like, me being here isn't good. I'm going to remove myself from the situation. Here's the thing, man. That's a long marriage there. And Brian, I know that you and your significant other never fight. Some of us
well,
have
Well, that's
had
why I live alone, Kurt. I'm a lonely man. That's why I work alone on ESPN Radio. You notice I never call you with a co-host. Have you been tracking that development?
Yeah, exactly. I have noticed that, but I don't find you hard to work with, so, you know. But I think this is just one of those situations where any of us who have been in a relationship were like, there are times you have a fight and even a big fight, and then you're kind of like, all right, we're moving on. Like, you know, you kind of suck it up with your friends or your significant other, whoever it is, and you're like, all right, it is what it is. We're just moving on. I think that's where this is. I just think that they've been down this road. This isn't the first rodeo for them with Draymond and Kerr, and they'll get right past it, and they'll be ready to go on Tuesday. And by the way, they're going to need Draymond. I mean, on Thursday, they're going to need Draymond because Cooper Flagg.
Oh, yeah. He's the truth.
Tearing it up right now. And they need him and Jimmy Butler to try to defend against him, and we'll see how that goes.
Your time is valuable. I want to be respectful. So let's wrap it up with the Lakers, and I'm very pleased to be hosting this show at the flagship station of the Lakers Audio Network, ESPN LA, here in downtown LA. I'm hopeful, and you know Luka, he rises to the occasion. Unless that's a serious leg contusion, I think he'll be on the floor tomorrow.
Yeah.
Moving ahead, and we all become prisoner of the moment, and Luka has been just so sensational as he took the time in the offseason to get his body chiseled, and we know he can carry a team to the NBA Finals. Yes, he had help from Kyrie, but he's just that transformational. Could you see the Lakers getting hot in the postseason? I know we're only in December. Where would you slot them as a realistic contender in the loaded Western Conference?
Fifth or lower, honestly, and it's not Luka. I don't have a question, frankly, about Luka and LeBron and any of them being able to, and frankly, Austin Reeves. Like, their offense is going to be great. I don't question them in the big moments. In fact, I don't, you know, they're going to be a really tough out in the playoffs because of those guys. But J.J. Redick was talking about it last night. This is not a good defensive team. This is they got torched by any team with movement and athleticism and youth, driving guards, what San Antonio and Phoenix have done to them is, it's just hard for them. They cannot get enough stops. And I don't know how, you know, they're going to look for a defensive help at the deadline. I don't know that it's out there. I like the way DeAndre Ayton's playing for them, but I don't know if he's the backstop that they need ultimately. Like, they have got the blueprint for how you win with Luka has been laid out. They did it in Dallas and then traded him for inexplicable reasons. Like the blueprint is laid out, and the Lakers don't have that team right now. They're good. They're a good team, but I think there's a cap on how good they can be because of that defense right now.
Kurt, always a pleasure. You know I appreciate your availability and your insights, and more importantly, the audience's thank you, because I've been droning on for an hour and 20 minutes. Probably the reason why I live alone, but you have improved the show as always, and I hope you and your family have a great holiday. I know you'll be working tomorrow, and we'll chat with you soon.
Yeah, I hopefully you can take a kayak across the street from those offices to the crypto.com and see the game tomorrow.
I will say I know Kurt Helin. Thank you, my friend.
Take care, man.
Kurt Helin. I've been having conversations, as you might be able to discern, with Kurt on the radio for a long time. And the NBA is back on NBC, of course, ESPN, the longtime home, and ABC. When it comes to the NBA Finals, I'm Brian Weber in for Rich. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. We all come to a conversation with a point of view. Bias has such a negative connotation, but it's real. We say we're objective. Still, you can't turn your brain off. We have feelings and thoughts. And the reason I posed that question about the Lakers the way I did to Kurt is I don't believe the Lakers have any shot of going anywhere this year, but I didn't want to ask more of a leading question than I normally do. And he mentioned J.J. Redick calling out the lack of defense last night. Now, if we're going to be objective or try to be objective, if you don't have Luka out there, changes everything. Because beyond knowing he can give you 28, 35, or 40, all of the energy, all the playmaking, he is the catalyst. He is not only now the face of the franchise, undeniably, he is the engine of that team. Now, you could say defense comes down to effort and want to, but it's just a different vibe when Luka's not out there. I'm glad that Rich is not here today, so I can give you my Austin Reeves is not the guy point of view, and I love stories like Austin. Think about all he's overcome to be in contention. That's early in the year for most improved player statistically, an undrafted player coming to the NBA. But with LeBron a shadow of himself, although in fairness, he's working his way back into basketball shape after dealing with the sciatica. If Austin Reeves is your second best player, you have a poorly constructed roster. That's just a fact. And I think JJ calling out the defensive liabilities last night in that loss to Phoenix really was an indictment of his quote-unquote boss in Rob Pelinka, because it's Rob who put together that flawed roster. And I am speaking to you from the studios of the Laker flagship, so I will tread lightly, but I'm going to give you my opinion. And yes, the Lakers potentially could get hot because Luka is superhuman. But as this team is currently constructed, when your biggest move in the offseason was the addition of DeAndre Ayton, who Portland paid to go away because he was such a malcontent and underachieved with the Blazers, and perhaps because he has played better when healthy here in Southern California, fresh start leads to a new mindset. Beyond the Lakers' flaws when it comes to personnel, they play in the West. And I thought Kurt was precise when he put them fifth or lower, because we know about the Thunder. I still believe the Nuggets are the second best team in the West, second best team in the NBA. I put them in front of the Knicks. Joker has a better supporting cast. You know, it's Joker and Murray. I like the addition of Cam Johnson. I think it's an upgrade over Michael Porter Jr. going out and getting complimentary players like Tim Hardaway Jr., bringing Bruce Brown back. That's a glue guy. Houston with all the young talent. I appreciate Kurt throwing out the obligatory Şengün reference. You can't talk Houston without saying Şengün, but they have so many young guys who can ball out. And now Durant there to be the steadying veteran, although his production has declined. He really has never been the same after that Achilles, but still a reliable 20 to 28 a night if he's engaged. But if you're a Laker fan, I'm not trolling you, and I'm only a guest host, so there's no upside coming on the air in the city in which I live and work and bashing a fan base. I'm just giving you my unbiased view, and I'm not anti-Laker, and I appreciate the greatness of LeBron. I thought it was odd that he decided, and whatever he says, I think he says with precision after the loss to the Clippers, and maybe that was part of the context on Saturday night, but when he was asked about the significance of playing at Christmas, and he came back with, I'd much rather be at home with my family, what does that tell you? Especially when this is the man who a year ago demonstratively said the NBA still runs Christmas, or words to that effect. If you're not a big Hoops fan, I understand. Tomorrow can be your point of entry. Five sensational matchups, the doubleheader here on ESPN Radio. But I'm also of the belief the audience is never wrong, and you can never talk enough football. Coming up, we'll take you on campus as bowl season continues here on ESPN Radio. There is football tonight, the Sheridan Hawaii Bowl. California and Hawaii, the West Coast matchup. Our coverage begins at 7:30 Eastern here on ESPN Radio. We'll use that as a foundation to talk about the future of the bowl system. I'm going to do the impossible. I'm going to tell you why the non-playoff games still matter and the latest on the Michigan coaching search, because I'm in for a Michigan man. His name is Rich Eisen. My name is Brian Weber. It's the Rich Eisen Show here on ESPN Radio.
Today, bowl season continues on ESPN Radio.
Here we go!
From Honolulu, the California Golden Bears face the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors in the Sheraton Hawaii Bowl. It's bowl season, and it continues today at 7:30 Eastern, with kickoff at 8 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN.
Your ambition just met its match with Robinhood. Trade stocks and ETFs, options, futures, and crypto all on one platform. Get started today at Robinhood.com/your money. Your money, your move. All investments involve risk, including loss of principal. Options, futures, and crypto trading carry significant risk and may not suit all investors. Securities offered through Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Future trading is offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Crypto offered through Robinhood Crypto LLC, NMLS ID 1702840, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Portfolio management offered by Robinhood Strategies, an SEC registered advisor.
Rich Eisen here, and we're brought to you by Sonos. This season, make your home feel alive with Sonos speakers. From cinematic sound that pulls you into every holiday movie, to game day audio that puts you right in the middle of the action, Sonos makes it effortless to fill your home with incredible ambiance. Stream everything you love, music, movies, or your favorite sports podcasts, all in one place. Sonos' holiday sale is on now through December 28, 2025 at Sonos.com. Discover how easy it is to bring every room to life with Sonos.
For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. If you choose to drink and drive, here are the consequences. You will go to jail because you've committed a crime. You will be restricted to driving with an ignition interlock. Your actions can cost you thousands of dollars. You could kill or injure yourself or others. Think about the consequences. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the Arkansas State Police Highway Safety Office.
Superstars Joe Klein and Pat Bradley for Arkansas's number one sports app, Bet Saracen.
Joe, you know the main difference between Bet Saracen and those other guys?
Definitely. Easier to navigate. Always good parlays. Plus, lots of fun choices, like ping pong, right there on the app.
But the real difference are those special promos.
Brand new players get a 100% profit boost just for downloading the Bet Saracen app.
Gambling problem? Call 800-GAMBLER.
This is Justin Akre. If hand or wrist pain is getting in the way of your daily life, it's time to see the specialists at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. Their fellowship-trained hand and wrist surgeons treat everything from arthritis and fractures to nerve injuries and carpal tunnel. And with Arkansas's only hand trauma telemedicine program, advanced care is available around the clock. Call Ortho at 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today and get back to living pain-free. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Turn things all the way up and find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy.
With other language learning apps, I was just playing games. I wasn't really learning. Babbel's different.
Babbel was designed by over 200 language learning experts to be the most effective way to learn another language.
Every time I open the app, I can choose to work on my writing, speaking, or listening. And it saves my mistakes for me to review, so I'm constantly improving. Before Babbel, I thought I just wasn't good with languages. But now I'm speaking French. Tout ça, c'est grâce à Babbel.
Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
In today's digital world, compliance isn't just a box to check, it's a necessity. Network Services Group will help you navigate the complex landscape of cybersecurity regulations, making sure your business stays compliant and secure. Stay ahead of the curve. Focus on what really matters, growing your business. Network Services Group, your partner in compliance for banks and medical organizations.
Network Services Group. One call does it all.
Hey folks, this is Mitch Ward, proudly serving the great state of Arkansas with Red River Auto Group for over 20 years. We started as Arkansas's number one Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep dealer, but we've also got Ford and Toyota. And I like to think we've got the largest discounts than anybody in the state. But folks, really, if you bring us any reasonable deal right now, we're going to try to put something together. If that means us giving a little too much for your trade or selling ours for just a little too cheap or fighting for the best rate, we're going to make it happen. Check us out at RedRiverAuto.com.
Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota compact tractors. The Kubota L-Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. They're designed for easy operation and feature performance mesh detachments. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $3,500. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit your local River Valley Tractor dealer or online at rivervalleytractor.com.
He's from 10 to noon Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app.
Our experts, your calls. 103.7 The Buzz, KABZ.
Mr. Grinch,
you really I'm Brian Weber, always having a blast whenever I'm in for Rich and the guys. Christmas Eve edition of the Rich Eisen Show as we close in on the final hour of the program in less than 15 minutes. Much more NFL. I've been going through the games coming up tomorrow. We'll expand our focus, try to incorporate more of the significant games looming on Sunday. But in our immediate future, third and final game tomorrow night, Kansas City battered, bruised, and eliminated playoff contention against Denver, trying to lock up the top seed in the AFC. Are the Broncos built to be more than an interesting regular season story? That'll kick things off. And coming up at 2:20 Eastern time, looking forward to a conversation with Hall of Famer Eric Allen. That is all on the way. A reminder, get into the Hyundai Getaway sales event and get away with a deal so right it almost feels wrong, because right now you can get a great deal on our most popular models, including our adventure-ready SUVs and the Hyundai Santa Fe and Santa Fe hybrid models. There's also our bold and stylish Elantra packed with all the latest tech, or go all electric with IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6. So get down to your local Hyundai dealer and get away with an awesome deal only during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for details. It is the most wonderful time of the year for college football fans. I know conventional wisdom says that the advent of the playoff era, and a reminder, ESPN Radio is the exclusive home of the college football playoff, with all of those quarterfinal matchups coming up next week here on this platform. I love the pageantry. I know that's a word you only hear connected to college football bowls, but since I started the show talking about the ancient blue-gray game back in the day, and I have a 1996 Sun Bowl watch, when my alma mater, the Stanford Cardinal, defeated Nick Saban's Michigan State Spartans, I understand the appeal of bowl games. And in fact, I'll be listening. You should be as well. Coming up later as bowl season continues here on ESPN Radio Our coverage begins at 7:30 Eastern of the Sheridan Hawaii Bowl. It's Cal. Don't they miss Fernando Mendoza. Taking on Hawaii, if you don't track the Rainbow Warriors, coached by Timmy Chang. He's now guiding his alma mater. All of these games have interesting components to them, understanding when we got to the playoff era, those games were moved to a different tier. I get it. And I'm not telling you what to watch, and I can also understand on Christmas Eve, you may have family obligations. But the one thing that I do find a little bit disingenuous are folks who just kick these quote-unquote minor games, or they say they're irrelevant. I can tell you from experience, they're not irrelevant to the players, to the universities, to alums who still travel to these games. And I can tell you from a sports media standpoint, they generate real ratings on television and radio. So we're watching, we're listening because we like the tradition. We love college football. Doesn't mean it's perfect. I can't defend all of these bowl games. And some of that now has also been the evolution of player opting out. That wave that started with Leonard Fournette and Christian McCaffrey, and I get it, especially if you have millions of dollars coming up in the NFL draft. For who? For what? Why play in an exhibition game other than to be supportive of your teammates? Now it's been, I think, become a bit more troubling from an institutional standpoint to have schools opting out, like Notre Dame, but we know all of the dynamics around that decision, and then you had quirky things this year, like Kansas State saying, thanks, no thanks, we're making a coaching change. We don't want to go to a bowl game. But the bowls are going to be with us. I don't think we're going to reach a point in which bowls are something like New Coke or some other arcane reference from back in the day. And I respect not only his broadcast skill, but his insights when it comes to college football. Therese Davis, the best in the business. And I was listening to the College Game Day podcast the other day, of course, part of the ESPN audio platform. And I'm going to steal from Reese because it was a great idea. Are you aware of the Players Era Festival in college basketball, where now NIL money is available directly to the players? Wrapped up last month in Vegas. They're going to expand next year. And the level of competition was terrific. Big name teams and players you might know. I think Reese's suggestion that we have an NIL tie-in on the second-tier bowls to give the players an incentive to be there, also perhaps changing the level of competition, because occasionally these games, especially when the big names opt out, can be challenging between the lines. But overall, yes, it's not the same world it used to be, but tradition still should matter to a degree, and I know I'm the guy chasing the windmill here. Everything comes down to the bottom line, and we understand why the college football playoff, and you may not be aware of this, the deadline for expansion was pushed back to next month, and I'll take you behind the curtain. It was codified in the way that the decisions now come down exclusively to the SEC and the Big Ten in terms of a future format. We know it's going to 16. Maybe it's going to 24, or if you want to talk Super League, we got 64 teams, and everybody with a big name gets in, but I hope there's still a place for the other bowls, because when it comes to football, quantity is quality. There's something that's just warm about sitting down when the weather's lousy on the East Coast, turning on the tube, and you got a bowl game. And you learn about the players because the broadcasters are storytellers. So I understand that, especially in sports talk radio, one of the easiest things to do is just bash the non-playoff games. And maybe it's just a byproduct of my experience. I can tell you from my lifetime, being a part of these bowls has meaning, has resonance, and creates memories. And they're still cash flow positive, which after all is the most important thing in any walk of life. As we close in on the final hour of the program, getting ready to take you across the NFL with Hall of Famer Eric Allen, and we'll continue the countdown to kickoff for the Christmas Day games here on the Rich Eisen Show.
A SoFi personal loan is here to help you achieve something once thought impossible, overcoming high-interest credit card debt. Walk the tightrope of your finances with one low, fixed-rate monthly payment, no fees required, and as soon as the same-day funding. That's right. Pull off your own debt-defying stunt with a SoFi personal loan. Visit SoFi.com/trick to learn more. Loans originated by SoFi Bank, N.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891.
Hey, fans! Welcome back to Fansville's Cheers and Tears. Oh. Okay, so like everybody deals with losing, right? To a rival on a last-second field goal. Whatever, it's fine. I'm totally fine. But I cope with losing with an ice-cold Dr. Pepper. Those 23 flavors are like so delicious. They totally wash away the pain of your college football team taking a big fat L. College football, it's a pepper thing.
Attention Arkansas homeowners, if you've put off updating your bathroom all year, then now's the time to call Bath Makeover of Arkansas. Bath Makeover of Arkansas is a local company installing American-made products, including bathtubs, walk-in showers, and walk-in bathtubs. Bath Makeover of Arkansas is also proud to be an official sponsor of Razorback Athletics. Don't go into a new year with that old, outdated bathtub. Bath Makeover can install a beautiful, easy-access walk-in shower in as little as one day. Call 1-800-NEW-BATH during our year-end blowout sale. Receive half-off labor on a new bath or shower. 18 months, no interest, no payments. Senior and military discounts. Receive a bonus $200 Visa gift card with purchase. And call Bath Makeover of Arkansas at 1-800-NEW-BATH now for a free $25 Amazon gift card with your free in-home estimate. Call 1-800-NEW-BATH. That's 1-800-NEWBATH.
Oaklawn is here for when you want real action, and the wait is over. Live racing is back. Every weekend brings big moments, big crowds, and your chance to feel the thrill of a big win. The holiday racing season begins Friday, December 12th, and runs through January 4th. Then, the excitement returns with the classic racing season, January 30th through May 2nd. It's racing. It's winning. It's everything you've been waiting for. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Did you get us switched over to Shelter Insurance?
Actually, I found a deal online.
You did? Does your deal come with award-winning customer service?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Does the deal include a local agent?
Doesn't actually say.
Can we create a customized plan that fits our needs? Let's just call the local shelter agent.
For insurance that fits just right, find a shelter agent near you.
See shelter agent Madison Buse in England, Matt Cooper in Russellville, or Todd Session in Morrilton today.
We got the big deals at the Big Lots. The Big Lots.
It's the wrap-up-the-year sales event at the Big Lot. Chris Crane, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ben. Get new Jeep Wranglers up to $14,000 off. And the midsize truck of the year, the new Jeep Gladiator, starting at just $39.99. These are the biggest deals of the year on Jeeps. Don't miss the wrap-up-the-year sales event at the Big Lot. Chris Crane, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Benton, or ChrisCraneCars.com.
WCCD.
The Big Lot Benton.
All right, folks, it's that time of year. It's cold outside, which means it's time for court sports. We're talking tennis, pickleball, basketball, all those sports that you can play indoors. Don't let nagging pain affect your ability to enjoy your sports time. QC Kinetics is here to help. QC Kinetics here in Little Rock is going to help you build your body's comeback story, powered by the very cells that built you in the first place. No surgery, no pain pills, no long recovery. Just your body remembering how to feel alive again. With QC Kinetics, healing is within reach. And guess what? Those sports I was mentioning earlier are a bit more fun when you're performing well and you're winning. QC Kinetics will help you get back to those winning ways. Schedule your free consultation today. It's a great time to do it.